Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, managed real estate continues to grow despite a year of unprecedented challenges brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, Rachel, in fact, according to MSCI, the market has grown to $10.5 trillion last year, and it currently stands at 1.6 times the size in 2010.
Oof. And the real estate market's expansion in the face of the pandemic seems to underscore investors' resolute search for returns across asset classes. And yet, investing in this market in a post-pandemic world may require some adjusting.
Well, let's find out more now with Varun Malik, head of real estate client coverage, Asia Pacific of MSCI. Varun, thanks for joining us here on Prime Time.
Thanks, Timothy. Thanks, Rachel. Great to be on.
Varun, so what are you tracking in your real estate market size report?
Sure. So, look, MSCI, we've been collecting data as far as the private real estate market's concerned since 2004. The way we define our market size report is essentially underscored by a real estate investment universe meeting a certain criteria. For us, they need to be held as investments for the purposes of delivering a mix of income and capital returns. They need to be professionally managed. They need to be structured as investment interests within portfolios. And these tend to be direct real estate portfolios managed on behalf of institutional and private investors and are financed by a mix of equity and debt. That's basically what we're tracking as part of our market size report.
Okay, so can you talk us through some of the key numbers there? I mean, as Tim mentioned in the intro, the market's grown to $10.5 trillion last year. I mean, this amid the pandemic.
That's correct. So look, I think we started tracking this institutionally since 2010, and Tim mentioned the figure of 1.6x from that time, which, you know, it sounds astronomical. And even during COVID, we saw the interest only getting stronger. The growth was higher as compared to 2019, when the market only grew by 8.3%. So we're finding a fair bit of interest in real estate, and more so in Asia Pacific. Now, there are a few key drivers that tend to underpin this growth. In the last year, during COVID, actually the U.S. dollar weakening actually increased the size of the market relative to markets that are not measured in U.S. dollars. But we found that transaction activity was actually leading to a fair bit of that increase as opposed to capital growth, which you would, resolutely not find in a down market, which we saw last year.
Okay, so you've mentioned some of the key drivers of change there, the U.S. dollar weakening, increasing the size of the market, transaction activity. Where are we seeing the most transactions? I believe we've seen growth across the board.
We've seen growth across the board. We've seen a fair bit of growth in Western Europe, especially in markets like Germany. But we're finding a fair bit of growth in Asia. And look, I think in times of peril, there is generally a flight to quality, and you'd find capital gravitating to, let's call it, safe havens or safer markets. We're sitting in one. Singapore does project those qualities, and we've seen both at an institutional level and, of course, at a personal level, the wrath of capital that is finding a home in real estate. We believe this trend is only going to continue as time goes on.
We're speaking to Varun Malik, head of real estate client coverage with MSCI. Varun, can you talk us through some of the Singapore or even APAC-focused highlights from this report?
Yeah, look, so, in 2020, Singapore had a market size of about $190 billion. We saw about close to $20 billion increase vis-a-vis 2019. Again, while these city-states of Hong Kong and Singapore have the largest and the third largest relative estimated market size by GDP per capita, respectively, six of the seven Asian markets actually witnessed a decline in capital growth, with Thailand being really the only market in Asia that registered a positive growth of about 1%. Singapore actually saw a reduction of about 2% in capital growth. But what was lost in capital growth actually was made up in transactions, which I alluded to earlier.
Okay, so can you talk to us about any emerging real estate trends that investors should look out for?
Look, I think it's, you know, we're living in a time where, you know, most of these trends can be felt at a personal level. You know, given the impending lockdowns, one can imagine retail is hurting, and we're seeing that on the valuation side. Conversely, we're seeing a massive resurgence in logistics, a trend that's been sort of underpinning growth in e-commerce over the last 5 to 7 years anyways, but we're only starting to see that stronger. You know, the jury's out on office. We don't provide forecasts. But so far, our data sort of is projecting that performance has been relatively stable across most of the commercial asset classes.
Varun, so MSCI has acquired Real Capital Analytics for $950 million. Can you tell us more about this acquisition?
So look, I think, you know, in the context of what we do, you know, as far as MSCI is concerned, we provide, you know, tools and solutions that help investors construct better portfolios, and better portfolios from a performance perspective, and more sustainable portfolios, which has been sort of, you know, a bigger theme over the last 5 odd years. Now, you know, bringing together MSCI's, you know, solutions for private assets, public equities, hedge funds, multi-asset class investing with RCA's data and analytics capabilities for properties and transactions, we are essentially only strengthening our ability to cater to increasingly sophisticated and diversified investors across all major asset classes. That's the fundamental thesis, right? So if you take a step back and see what MSCI has been tracking, you know, through our market size report as well, you can argue that's somewhat backward looking. But with as we combine more of real time data, which RCA brings, with transaction data, organization data, thematic data, analytics and trend data, there's potential to build on this and provide even more transparency to our investors, investor clients, who are looking for better tools and solutions to build more resilient portfolios. And that's become an even bigger need during COVID.
Okay, well, Varun, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us. We've been speaking with Varun Malik, Head of Real Estate Client Coverage, Asia Pacific at MSCI. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.